If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
Good yourself.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. And of course, this is where we take a look at what is happening in the world of technology. All right, and the whole discussion around data prices, commissions, the competition commissions. What are the issues? Where are we with this?
Well, fortunately, in many years ago, everyone loved to hate telecom, but they were the only show in town. If you needed to make a phone call, they were the only way you could do it. The rise of mobile has completely changed that in more ways than most of us even realize. But what has happened, interestingly, is that Vodacom has become the new telecom as far as people are concerned. A recent study actually showed that there is no love lost for the networks. And it's a combination, I think, of bad timing, bad marketing, and unfortunately, bad government policy. Mobile has been moving so quickly over the last couple of years. The growth of mobile has been exponential. I mean, there are 130 million connections in a country of 60 million people, which is crazy. So every man, dog, and his baby has two cell phones. So there's no question we all want to communicate. We all want to connect. And the rise of the connected economy or the connected society has driven data at a pace that's unprecedented globally. And unfortunately, South Africa is falling way, way, way behind the cutting edge for lots of good reasons. But the Competition Commission over the last year or so has investigated the cost of data and why data is so high in South Africa, and came out with some preliminary findings saying that they may have to regulate the market and intervene with regard to how these two big dominant players, which is MTN and Vodacom, are selling data. And the bottom line for the networks was they felt that there had been market failure and that the networks themselves were charging way too much for data, which unfortunately plays into a narrative that has been going on for years and years, that we pay too much. Data in South Africa is the most expensive in the world. We're all getting ripped off. There is one little truth in that, and the best stories always have a basis of truth, that those that could least afford it, the poorest of the poor, were paying the highest price for data. And the wealthy, the people that have that and have a bit of resources, were buying bundles and paying far less for data. The problem is, and Vodacom have come out swinging, they're not the most liked network in the market, and they are really coming out and attacking government on this whole thing. And they make some really good points. First and foremost, the data that the Competition Commission used is from 2017, and 2 years in the tech field is a millennia elsewhere. The prices have dropped by between 50 and 70% over that period. So whatever conclusions they've come to based on data pricing, whatever comparisons they've made with places like Ghana, where 4G is just not even happening or just started happening, are really not worth anything. So first and foremost, the pricing comparisons are crazy and they're completely out of date. And secondly, one of the biggest impediments, something we've talked about on the radio many times, one of the biggest impediments to the drop or the rise of data in South Africa is the simple fact that for 14 years, the government has not given anybody any additional spectrum on which to actually base this data. So the networks are spending inordinate amounts of money on capital expenditure, building more towers than they need, spending more money than they need to spend on technology that's way below the cutting edge. And that is an absolutely huge problem. If in South Africa, for example, we haven't even migrated to digital television. I mean, many countries in Africa have done it. The vast majority of the world has done so. And that would give us what they call the digital dividend, lots of spectrum that can be used in really good ways to roll out massive amount of inexpensive and high-speed data. So there's going to be a lot of political nonsense around this. Not that we haven't got enough politics with the elections coming up in a week or so, but it's just a crazy, crazy environment where two highly competitive, highly successful companies are being nailed by the Competition Commission, where there are so many other issues that need to be sorted out. And unfortunately, the public just carry on hating Vodacom and MTN because they're trying to run successful businesses. So I'm a little disturbed by the fact that this come out so badly and could be so so poorly researched. And normally the Competition Commission in South Africa has done great work, so this really makes no sense. The good news, to close it off, is that this was a preliminary finding. It's open to presentations from all the parties involved. And hopefully they get it right and get a more balanced, accurate view before the final report comes out.
What's interesting is, you know, if you look at the alternatives and you look at where government has held on very, very tightly in terms of things like electricity and like SAA and these types of scenarios, what a disaster it's been. We should be so grateful, or we need to be so grateful, that we do have these private companies that are at least pushing forward in the space of in this area of technology. If it weren't for them and we were relying on government to do that, can you only imagine where we would be today?
Well, without deregulation, without Altec actually breaking the monopoly of telecom many, many years ago, we would be enormously, can't even use the words, but our whole telecommunications space would be absolutely in the doldrums. We'd probably, like many places in Africa where the incumbent government-owned telco, we'd only just be rolling out 4G, where the rest of the world is rolling out 5G. 4G is like old news. And the implications in the technological, I mean, the new dispensation over the last year has definitely improved things. There seems to be a lot more urgency at rolling out spectrum, cleaning up the mess that has occurred over the last 10 years. But the simple fact is that there is so much work to be done, and there's no way government can afford to do this type of stuff. It has to be left to massive scale telcos, and you can't even give it to a little guy. There's no way a little guy can roll out thousands of masts, set up the infrastructure necessary to run a modern telecommunications network. And I think South Africa is extremely competitive in its networks, but you're tying both hands behind their back, forcing companies to spend billions of rands more than they should on technology that's totally under the control of the government. So I think there's a story to be told, and I think the government really need to bear a much greater burden for the delays and the nonsense that's transpired over the years. And without question, telecommunications, mobile telecommunications, has been a massive, massive success story in this country. Their fingers are in a million pies, from finance through to insurance, to broadband, you name it, and they've done an unbelievable job.
And not to labor the point, but that's what happens when you allow competition and competent ones at that. Time is 8:39. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. You can catch Stephen's show at 11 o'clock on a Thursday.